Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, alongside my co-host and best friend, Cody Lena. We discuss various pop culture topics and narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Or as we like to call it, the boat. Before it steps foot on the boat, we put them into a Sweet 16-style tournament. We argue each round, and we decide a winner. Nick, what criteria do we use when we decide he steps foot on the boat?
Whatever the hell we want, Cody. Do you want to tell them what we're talking about this season?
Absolutely. Everybody on Earth has little things they're scared of, little things that maybe most people aren't, but they are, except me and Nick. We're bastions of strength and masculinity, and we are scared of shit, and we'll sue you so fast, so litigious, if you even say for a second that we are trying to overcompensate by saying this or doing this season.
Yeah.
I'll meet you in court. I'll get three lawyers.
I'll tell you right now what I'm not afraid of: court, lawyers, losing. Yeah,
spending money on that, being locked in litigation for the rest of my life.
I ain't afraid of that. How will it impact my family, because I won't quit talking about the case that I'm in. And they're like, it seems really ridiculous that you're trying to fight, that you're trying to go to court over the fact that you're not afraid of things.
But I do it because I want to set the precedent so when other strong masculine men who aren't afraid of anything. Definitely aren't afraid of other men who are in love with men or other women playing sports. Fucking not afraid of that at
all. Not afraid.
And you can't sue them because I went to court to prove that you can't sue them.
That generally just the idea of the passing of time and how overall societies become more progressive as they go on or they crumble under the weight of themselves. I'm not afraid of that.
Absolutely not.
And
okay?
I'll go to court to prove that.
Yeah.
Anytime.
And after I go to court to prove that, I'll go to court to prove that I'm fucking the strongest man you've ever seen. You can't say that.
I'll go to court for that too. What are you going to do? Get someone stronger? They're going to waste their time to go to court to prove how strong they are.
Especially how often I'm going to appeal and bring them back to court.
Maybe that guy, but that's a one in a million. So you went around the world and found like one guy. Okay. No, I went to the gym. I went to a gym. Any gym.
Any guy.
I just went. That would be the easiest. Could you imagine if someone tapped you on the shoulder like, hey, so I'm in litigation right now to prove that this guy is not the strongest guy. You physically already look bigger than him.
Can you just please come to court?
Court.
Actually,
and just-
the best part about this whole thing is you wouldn't need it. You could just go the day of court every day. So if you keep suing, you just find a different guy.
Yeah.
I'll give you $100 to come lift this today.
It would give me unparalleled joy if I were tapped for that day's prove this man is an idiot. To prove that I'm just stronger than another person. Which I'm not a big boy. I'm not a small boy. I'm a medium boy. Like when it comes to how much I feel like I could lift. But if someone told me, hey, you are clearly stronger than this one guy and I just need you to lift this one box to prove it, I'd be like, yeah, where do I got to go? No, I didn't have anything important going on. What's today? Valentine's Day? That's fine.
I know. Actually, knowing Kellyanne as well as I do, she would probably be like, no, that's fine. We have to play this out.
Yeah, exactly.
But, okay, fine. I might not win that case, but I swear you can't prove that I'm afraid of shit in a court.
Fear factor a man and just be like, all right, put your hand in this old spider box.
I don't have to prove anything. Why do I need to? Legally,
do that?
I proved it.
How would that even prove I am afraid? Just putting a hand in something? That's not fear. So anyway, next case. Try me again. That's what we're talking about here today, folks. And here we have in group D, so meaning group A, B, and C have already been decided. Go back and listen to those. But we took our list of 16 of the most common phobias as given to us by ChatGPT. And here we are with the 3-seed astrophobia going up against the 14-seed agoraphobia. And then we have the 5-seed dentophobia going up against the 11-seed glossophobia. Cody, where do you want to start?
Let's start at the top. Astrophobia versus agoraphobia. Let's go, baby.
Let's do it. So astrophobia is the fear of thunder and lightning. And then the 14-seed agoraphobia is the fear of open or crowded spaces. So...
Okay, so it's either or.
They literally say it's the fear of going outside your own home. Like agoraphobia is like four people. It is literally like anything that is outside of my home that I haven't perfectly curated, I don't like. Not my favorite. I hate being around it. And
I want to say for the record, I have that. I don't, not that I'm actually afraid to go out there, but like, you're right. It does suck. Everything is not as good as it is at home. I'm sorry to be the one that tells you that.
And we've
got to be afraid of it.
And to be fair too, we've made our homes so much better. Like if you think about like over the last like 100 years, even how much better we've made just being at home. Home really was just a place that you checked into to get food and a bed, right? Like outside of that, you just lived and then you went home to get food and sleep.
Back in the day, you lived your life. You left your wife at home to take care of the kids, and you could go out and gamble and drink and go home and eat and drink and then leave to drink, and you didn't have to do shit.
Yeah, because you don't want to know why? Because home was taken care of. You got the wife there and the kids. So at least I think we can at least say for men, who was so afraid? Maybe that's the problem. Is this a lady's problem? Because we kept them inside for too long.
And now they hate.
And now they don't want to go outside. And then they passed on their scaredy catness to our children through generational trauma, which is true. Cody, don't you shake your head at me and act like this isn't scientifically provable and act like I'm going on some weird misogynistic rant. These are things we have to talk about, Cody, and you have to discuss them with me.
Yeah,
is agoraphobia women's fault?
Women, you should have fought for rights a lot sooner than you did, because then you wouldn't be so afraid of leaving the house that you give our kids generational trauma. We're out here. All I'm trying to do is work in the mines and prove I ain't scared of shit.
Yeah.
But you guys got to keep scaring our kids.
Yep. So should have fought. Once again, I think you're right. You should have fought for your rights sooner if you thought this was going to be a problem.
We're not just going to give rights.
No.
Are you guys insane? Listen to yourself talk.
Right. We got them, but we don't, because if we give our rights up, then what happens?
It's like more stuck. The more rights everybody has, the less valuable rights are. All right. We got to keep rights. So when you finally get them, you really appreciate it.
Trying to keep this stock on rights up. And it's just really hard when I'm just passing them around to everyone.
Exactly. I got shareholders, white men, that I have to answer to.
All of us freaking out about these rights thing. Astrophobia. Of anything, I think so far. We've talked about a lot of phobias. But man, could you imagine being the first to like check in on thunder and lightning and be like, oh, that's, I don't even know if you could call that a fear until we discovered what it was. Until we, like as scientists, which by the way, we are barely sure of why this works. Science
exactly.
is like
that's,
the
like,
loosest on this right now.
Every time you see lightning stuff, don't listen to that. What? I totally get why people are afraid of thunder and lightning, and they should be. Every time it happens, it's like, I don't know.
Hey, just a giant bolt of electricity can just come down from the sky and land anywhere. There's no specifics. There's no, and it can just hit you. And also that thunder can shake your home if it's loud enough. Yeah, no. Don't be afraid of that.
No, dude, nature's scary as hell.
Yeah, like this one is like, a lot of this stuff we made up on our own. But like, dog, astrophobia, yeah. Okay, dude. Yeah. Because also, this is one of the first times I don't know how to tell you get over it. I don't have a good system for get over it. Because I'm
dude, okay, the definition that science gives me as to what's causing it might as well be God's bowling, all right?
Yeah, and right, yeah.
It's the same shit. You're saying the same shit.
Because a lot of you are like, well, it's just excess electrons being dumped from the positive area to a negative area. No. Science is like, I don't know. But how? If that's even true, they're like, we don't know how, though. Like, what would cause one area to be positive, one to be negative? Just saying right now, when science is basically like,
you should be scared of it.
Yeah.
They don't, I'll tell you what it really is.
Because guess what?
You know what it really is?
What is it, Cody?
It's the projection that the 8 lizard folks are displaying on the inside of the dome of the earth. Fucking up, dude.
Yeah.
And they're banging it because they're trying to fix it. They're trying to fix it with their big hammers.
You know what? If that were true, which I'm not even disagreeing with you, that honestly makes almost as much, like if you were watching television, right? You know, like sometimes you just randomly watch television, like you'll get static across the television. You're like, oh, what the, or at least maybe back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Why couldn't that just be light? If you imagine that those television characters are living their life, but then the static affected that episode, that would, loud sounds, electricity messing up.
They'd be scared of that.
You would be like, what the? Yeah. So why couldn't that be what we're dealing with here? You know?
Yeah.
Or very much Truman style, right? The storm is what keeps you in. You tried to go too far in life. Now the storm going to keep you back home.
I have noticed that it storms every time I'm about to leave Sioux Falls. Every time. And even when I drive into the storm, it feels like I'm driving for hours. But
yeah.
Sometimes when I wake up, I'll just be somewhere else.
Yeah. What's that about?
That? What's that about? That's the human condition.
There it is.
I mean, here's the thing. I got a lot of astrophobia for two reasons. One, I don't think agoraphobia is very funny. It sounds awful. I'm sorry, guys. I'm sorry. Like, that's bad.
Also, I don't even know how you got talk about one where you're like, you can look at a lot of these chlorophobia, arachnophobia, right? Fear of snakes, fear of clowns. And you're like, something happened to you, right? You could easily look at the world and be like, oh, you're at a party and a clown scared you, or you got bit by a spider. I don't know what the world did to you.
Yeah, well, also
that just the act of going outside your own door, you're like, I would prefer not to. Don't want to.
And people are like, I get it though. That's the worst part. I can't, like, when they're like, it just sucks out there. I'm like, yeah. And I can't use what I used to, like, back then. But yeah, but like, let's go get you, like, there's this place that does an amazing sandwich. Let me go take you there. You know, it's like, I'll just order it. It's like, okay. Like,
this is how Cody tries to get people over most of his fears. He's like, there's this place with really great sandwiches. I know it doesn't really feel like it's going to help with the spider thing, but you got to try this sandwich.
We'll eat this sandwich and you'd be like, wow, it is so good. And I'll be like, I put a spider on it. Loved it.
You didn't even notice. Now your fears are gone.
I'm just saying, you made agoraphobic, me
eat a spider?
Yeah.
I want to eat a spider. Nick, but why did I have to eat the spider?
Hey, Nick, real talk. I've been feeding you spiders for a long time, my dude.
This would not shock me. If you had an ongoing joke with someone about how many spiders you could feed me know.
How pissed would you be if me and Justin had an ongoing competition that is like current today?
Yeah.
Like going on that we're trying to see which one of us can feed you more spiders.
Yeah, pissed. Pissed. Up there, like, maybe could I find the humor in it? Of course. But would I also be pissed because I ate spiders and my friends were just like,
what? Would it be okay before you got, because I know you'd be like pissed, right? But before you decided how pissed were you going to be, would you need to see the spider count?
Yeah, obviously. But the problem is the thing, because here's what's going to piss me off more is that I know that that means that there's a text chain between the two of you. We were like, I just fed this dumbass two more spiders. He didn't even fucking notice. And all it is just you two constantly calling me out for how stupid I am for eating spiders when, like, I'm a messy eater. And if you put a spider in any burger, there's no way I would know. Unless it was literally a fried tarantula. And even then, you might be able to get away with onion. You might be able to, like, nah, dog, that's just a fried onion. And I'd be like, yeah, you're right.
I'm so dumb. Like, we haven't been doing that, but I'm just trying to, like, if someone said that to me and I was like, what, how many spiders? And like, three. I'm like, okay, that sucks. I hate you guys.
Yeah,
like, they're like, it's like 60 spiders. I'm like, what the fuck? So many spiders.
They're like, honestly, it's not even that much fun now, but it just, we have to, because we got it. One day you're gonna figure it out.
One time you just reached into my hand and took it out and ate it.
Yeah. And I had it on the fly, be like, that was Skittles. And you were like, weird Skittles, man.
Handful spider.
Maybe, you know what? That would give me agoraphobia if every time I left my house, my friends tried to feed me spiders. That's almost what it sounds like. If you were like, well, what are you so afraid of? Like, what? Like, walk me through it. Like, what's the worst that could happen if you left your house? I don't know, man. Your friends could invite you out to sandwiches and put spiders in your sandwiches, man. What's not happening?
If someone says that to you, you're like, I guess, yeah. Wow.
Yeah, that's true, but that's not happening. Oh. You're like, no, it is, though. That's what happened to me.
I listened to a show. Let me tell you. I got a lot of astrophobia. Agoraphobia, it just isn't fun. It's not cool to have, and it's not fun to have.
Yeah, it's agoraphobia is tough, because also, once again, it's pretty vague. I don't know how I could, like, assist you if you were like, I'm more of like an open spaces agoraphobic, and you're like, okay, so no, like, no planes, no, not like, you don't want to be out and see the great plains of, you're like, nope, that would terrify me. You're like, but I could be in New York. You're like, okay. Like, that's all just right, wild.
Fuck, shit.
Yeah. So, all right, I'm with you here. We'll move astrophobia on, where it will go up against either dentophobia, the fear of dentists or dental procedures, or the 11 seed, glossophobia, the fear of public speaking. Now, Cody, I don't know about you, but I think this is one of those times where you and I are going to have to acknowledge that are the way we took our life, the way that we've existed, the way that we have led our lives is antithetical to anyone who is glossophobic. You and I, like, this is one of those that I know to be real. Like, there's the old Jerry Seinfeld joke that, like, more people are afraid at one point in America, more people were afraid to speak in public than to die. So more people would rather be at their own funeral than to speak at it. That's a joke. Did a great job. Crushed it.
Yeah.
And so we have to give that some.
I just want to make sure
we're properly weighting this.
No, because, I think so, because I would. It was a 50-50 chance I'd throw up before every stand-up show I did. Like,
sure.
I get it. I get the fear of speaking in front of people. That fear exists until I'm doing it. And
sure.
Then it's gone.
Right.
And I know that about myself. But no, I get that fear, dude. I've done the dance. I've danced with that devil. I understand.
Do you know what I also get, though? Dentist is a crazy career. That, like, and also that we just, like, once again, there are just professions that we trust children with, right? There are just, you know, teachers, cops.
Dentists.
Doctors, right? They were like, hey, those are safe people. But then when you're a kid and you're like, hey, dentist safe, you're fine. It's okay to be in alone a room with this man. And then what does that man do? He puts knives in my mouth?
Not and drills?
Hey, what the fuck? No one tells you that ahead of time. And you just have to come back to your own parents like, hey, by the way, dude drilled my mouth. Was that cool?
The parents are always like, hey, if you meet a stranger and he tries to touch your no-no zone or do any of these things, like stick his fingers in your mouth or something, let us know right away. That's as soon as I got back there, right in my mouth.
Right to my mouth.
I'm supposed to like high-five you?
Yeah. This guy's allowed to do it, but you didn't explain why anyone else. This, and at least the other guy, Creepy Steve in the truck, he was going to put ice cream in my mouth first. This guy is telling me, A, to not have ice cream. And
at
then
all.
Still puts his shit in my mouth. Puts knives in my mouth instead of ice cream. Do you see how that's confusing message for a child? We've got to do better on that one, folks. Maybe it's just been working for a while and we just haven't questioned it.
It hasn't been working enough, though. I think we need a Bluey episode that's just about the dentist.
Yeah, where's Bluey in on the dentist?
Bluey, where are you at on the dentist? Please come. Please help us. We need our Australian brothers to tag in on this one.
Yeah, because it is wild. Like, that is one of those where, once again, I cannot fault you for this. And the reality is, I don't ever know what are you going to do to get over it, right? Like, even if the idea is, like, you have to go to the dentist a ton, I'm never going to – my prescription to help you is never going to be like, you got to get more blades in that mouth, dog.
I got these needles I'm going to stab you in the gums with, and then I'm going to grind your teeth to the bone. Oh.
Yeah, and that's just to make your smile better. You're like, why do I need any of those?
This is medicine?
Yeah, this isn't – yeah, dentistry does seem like
that
they turned medieval torture and they're like, actually, we're finding some really helpful things that we can do.
God, but even that would be better than if I got cold called and had to stand on stage in front of 1,000 people and talk about anything right now. Dog, that's not good. That's worse. I would rather live at the dentist than do that. Right?
And
that's going to be a universal thing, Nick. What if they grabbed you and they said, you need to teach a class right now on math?
I mean,
teach about anything you want involving math. You just got to go talk about math for an hour in front of 1,000 people.
Dude, that is it weird that that made me horny? That I was like, yeah, but yeah. 1,000 people captivated to myself and myself only.
Not captivated.
That's fine. You're right. I have to bring the captivation. You're right.
Yeah.
That's fair. And you have set the bar a little bit high with math. It might be challenging. But you didn't say I only had to talk about math.
No, I did. I see
it
you
quickly
about
becomes, bit. We're going to talk about this math. But then also, you guys hear about this new? Sorry, hitting them with some bits.
Set. Yeah, gotta hit like, them with the bit.
Like, I... This is where I think myself, it's not that I don't understand it. It's not that.
Physically busts every time he's in front of people.
I love it. So being in front of people is that shit for me. Like, that is to the extent, like, I think this is where you and I, Cody, where the fact that, like, you're certainly more introverted than I am and I'm more extroverted than you are. Like, this is where that is proven to be true.
Because
it's like, you could have, I don't even know what the number would be. It's not that I wouldn't be nervous, but I would never call that fear. I would say, like, that's, you're supposed to be, right? Being in front of a lot of people is something that should give you some type of nervousness, regardless, right? It's for those who, when you step on, though, to the stage, you know that your body's going to take care of you. And then I think for those who don't have it, who have this fear, you're truly like, my body's not going to have this.
Yeah.
Like, my body will collapse. I don't doubt that I'd never have the fear that my body's going to not work. I may have the fear that they may not like me as much as I want them to, but that, like, that words aren't going to form from my mouth, or that I'll hyperventilate, that I'll piss myself. Like, I'm like, nah, dog, we going to be good.
My body's fine. Yeah. I that's how I am. I'm like deathly nervous until the light hits and then I'm good, but it doesn't matter. I'm locking in glossophobia because dentophobia, it just, you got to get your grill looked at, dog.
Yeah. People and got, also,
got,
it's,
you got your bunk ass breath out here, your nasty teeth. Brush them shits, floss them shits, and then go have got someone wiggle around in there. Figure it out.
Yeah. It's not that I don't understand dentophobia and that I'm like, it is wild that we do this and I totally get why you have it. But at this is one of those where
you gotta
get over it. You gotta get over it. Because like you said, you gotta go to the dentist. It is your fear of the dentist. Trust me, you need to then develop a fear of having stanky breath then.
Yeah, maybe that's, or go to a sedation dentist. Get in. That's fine now. Go whatever.
Even when you're like, when you sign up for the appointment, you're like, hey, I'd like to sign up to do like, you know, just my regular every 6 month checkup. Great. Yeah, we got you in. It looks like we can schedule you in a couple days. Anything you need us to know? Yeah, I'm going to need to be fully sedated.
Nick.
Oh, no, you won't need to do that for this. This is just a routine cleaning. No, knock me out. Please.
For those people who are really dentophobic, deep in the paint, us at Friendly Competition, Nick, I thought Nick is signed on wholeheartedly to this idea. This is his business. If you have any problems with it, you please reach out to Nick. But we offer a service. You call us and you say, I need to go to the dentist. And we say, okay. And then we hang up and we're going to get you to the dentist, but you won't know when. You'll be fully sedated. You'll wake up at home fine. Okay. Don't worry about it. But within the next 7 to 10 business days, you will get a full dental checkup. Okay. So don't worry about it. It's going to cost $10,000. We're very discreet and we might steal you away in the night. And that's something you have to be aware of. We might come and abduct you at work. You might be walking in the grocery store. Could it be violent? Yes. Yes, it can.
But honestly, you just have to submit. Yes. Did I hit you with a blackjack on the back of the head? And I thought that you would go straight down and pass out like everyone else has, but you decided to have the fighting spirit. Give in.
Are we going to announce ourselves as, hey, we're the dentist boys? No.
No.
Because we don't want you to be scared of the dentist. We want you to be scared of this abduction. That's when you're afraid you're being abducted and sold into sex trafficking, then you're not worried about the dentist. Okay.
Well, there's some new things that you've added to the, to the declaration, the fine print there. Is like, we're not going to put you into sex trafficking, but have that fear though.
Live with that.
I do cook with that ingredient, but it's like in the same way that I'll use, like, I don't actually put lobster in the food, but I do use like a lobster bisque, you know, like I am going to use
stock,
stock. Yeah. I'm going to use the lobster stock. That's what's going to make it rich, but there's not going to be any lobsters in the stew.
Yeah. And then when you wake up in bed the next morning, you won't even be sure if it was a dream or what. You won't know. Guess what? Your grill be looking good.
Oh man, nice, clean. Nice. That feels really good. Cody, I do think there's a certain people out there. Cause I think one thing that I think we've undersold throughout this is the extent to which a phobia can be so crippling, right? Like in this way.
Absolutely. But then how much fun could we possibly have?
Correct. But I'm saying to that point, I think there are probably people who are dentophobic to the extent that they'd be like, I would actually pay for this. So that's why I've always loved this idea. The problem that we keep having though, is there's a lot of dentists who are like, you can't just bring passed out people here.
That's why we need to get this business up and going to a level where we have a staff dentist. He's very discreet.
Any shady dentist out there looking to make a little extra money.
A lot of extra money.
These people wanted this. We can show you the paperwork. We can show you the documentation that they wanted us to knock them out.
Do we let other people sign for anyone? Yes, these people are afraid of the dentist. They might be afraid to even think about the dentist. Can you sign literally anyone up as long as you pay up front? Yes.
That's not a lot of questions after that. Yeah.
Fine. I get
but
it.
But then maybe just all you're doing is doing cleanings. And maybe if you were just like knocked out, you could just like wait, like they could do your braces then, right?
Oh, we any dental procedure we're
all
work.
We cover all dental procedures,
dude.
I guess at some point once we get him to the dentist, then we can just use the dentist anesthesia.
Yeah.
So that's fine. Yeah, forever. Easy, You're fine, dude. Would you imagine how awful would that be though? Like, A, you got knocked out, so you blacked out. That's scary in and of itself. But then you wake up and you just had your mouth is sore because you had to get your molar removed. You had a root canal, and you're just like, I don't know what happened to me, and now my teeth are removed.
And you did, and a stranger signed you up for it.
Yeah. I don't like it. I mean, I don't like that part, but hey, we got to do what we got to do to help out. Here's the thing, folks. Why do people live longer to this day? What is the reason? Dental hygiene. Mm-hmm. Your mouth, before we had dental hygiene, that's where the disease, guess where it comes in through? Your mouth. And will kill you if you have bad gums. This is why we've made it this long as a species, okay? Yeah, so we do need it.
Stronger now. So
these are people trying to keep you alive. That's all we're trying to do.
Send us money and we will help you go to the dentist.
All right. So we have astrophobia going up against glossophobia. So once again, that fear of thunder and lightning. Odin and Thor going up against glossophobia, the fear of public speaking. Here's what I'm struggling with, because I have seen people who truly have glossophobia, right? Like, I think we've all been in high school, you know, like that's why you have like a speech class and you'll like literally watch someone crumble, right? Which is wild that we're just like, nah, they got to push through this. And they're like, I'm watching someone literally like fall apart at the seams, crying.
We all trauma bonded through English together. Yeah, I know.
You're just stuck there like, dog, I'm sorry. I don't know why they're making it. It's like someone who should call the fight. Like,
throw
in the towel on them, man. Like, they're getting destroyed out here, okay?
Yeah, this is not
teacher
good
looks
for
back
that.
You like Ivan Drago, like, if they die, they die. Like, I know. Just like, I don't want to watch my friends be hurt like this. So like, I've seen it, right? And I can only imagine that like something like that, you already had this fear. Now it only will build on itself over time, right? And get worse and worse. Here's the thing though, to the extent that I'm saying public speaking is probably speaking to like 10 or more people, right? How many times do you really need to speak to 10 or more
people? That's what I'm trying to say. Like, that's why I think you never have to get over this phobia if you have it.
Because we do this, like, as I understand at a young level, this is going to come up a lot, right? Like, we try to put kids in front of a lot of people all the time. Recitals, making them do, like, little plays or productions, whether that's at church or at school. Like
choir
we said,
shows,
classrooms,
all that stupid
doing
stuff.
Speech classes, all this stuff, right? So we learn pretty quick. But, like, once you become an adult.
Yeah, you can pick a job that doesn't have that.
Then guess what? Maybe you're not going to be the CEO of a company. I didn't think you wanted to be anyway.
Yeah.
Right? Like
you don't. Sometimes you want to be a vet. And that's cool. We need vets.
You're going to talk to animals and you're probably fine talking to your receptionist. So like there are plenty of roles and good paying ones. You just met doctor, lawyer, probably not. But like engineer, you don't need to talk to people.
Computer security guy.
Right. IT. Come on. Like I think if this is something you suffer from, and I'm sorry, that sucks. You can move on. Guess what you don't get to predict and happens all around the world? Thunder and lightning.
Yeah. Like, imagine also, you can't go to AC/DC concerts. Not even an option. You can't you can't watch The Flash.
Do you think?
He's got a big lightning bolt. Harry Potter? You're going to watch Harry Potter. He's got a lightning bolt on his head, Nick. You tell me if it extends that far, buddy. You tell me. You're scared of lightning and a man walks up to you with a lightning bolt on his head. Is that going to trigger you at all?
That would be one of those times.
Nick, get your head out of your fucking ass. We're trying to do a show. Yeah. Okay?
I just like if someone were to like tell me, right? Like if a friend were to come up to me and like we see a storm coming and you're like, hey man, you look nervous. Yeah, man, I just have like a real phobia of like thunder and lightning. I'm like, dude, I get that. Of course, man.
Yeah,
why don't we go to my house? What we'll do is let's go to my house, we'll crank up the noise and let's put on like Harry Potter, something easy that we all love to watch. Like, dude, fuck that. No, I'm not watching The Boy with the Lightning Scar. Are you serious? And I just have to sit there and be like, well, now you made this fear not real to me, huh? No, I don't believe you. No,
fake. It's fine. I'll just put on Cars. We'll be fine. Yeah, I've never seen Cars. That's fine. His name's what?
No.
The Lightning McQueen? Are you kidding me?
Yeah. See, this is where I couldn't follow anything besides I get being afraid of lightning. I get being afraid of thunder. But if you were like, but you can't, you don't get to have boy, you don't get to have the boy who lived. You don't get to have Harry Potter
on
your fear list.
Can't listen to Fleetwood Mac. Thunder only happens when it's raining. Not on my watch. Thunder doesn't happen here, bitch. I do not listen to this.
Cody, we cannot go through all of the pop culture references for Thunder and Lightning. If you have one more, please use it. Please, if you have one more, you can use it. But this is too deep of a well. This episode does not need to be 3 hours long.
I'm gonna bank it and I'll use it later.
Okay.
At my discretion.
That is fine. Everyone keep a tally on your sheets.
One more.
Cody has one more that he can use of a thunder or lightning based. If this was your fear, what you would be afraid of.
I'm not doing it now, so stop trying to bait it out.
I know. I'm just letting everyone know. Okay. So
where are you at here, though?
Here's the hardest problem I have is that honestly, before today, I never heard of astrophobia. Like for something
I knew that was a thing.
It
makes sense. Yeah.
It makes sense. But I'm saying I didn't know the name and I've never experienced someone who has it. As much as glossophobia for me is something that I don't struggle with. So it's harder for me to like get in there. I just know it to be true. Like I know I've seen it. I know that there are people who really like would rather like truthfully would do anything to get out of public speaking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I got a lot of King glossophobia though.
Yeah, like that's like as much as like I think astrophobia actually makes sense and is a real it's a worthy fear.
Yeah. If you're scared of it, solve it, by the way. They don't know. Scientists say they know what causes lightning. They don't know.
They don't know. This is your time to make up your own fun story. Make your own mythology. And then if it becomes a religion, just be good to your people, right? Make sure they take care of themselves and take care of others if you end up basing a whole religion off of why lightning happens.
Yeah, and I mean, all religions that are founded on fear usually treat their people great.
That's what I've heard. So I'm just saying that, but like, it's gotta be glossophobia.
Yeah,
like, it's too real.
And I get it. It sucks.
Yeah, but then the people love you. But then just make the people love you. And don't be all weird and fidgety up there.
Use your body to make them love you using
the
your
amount
body
of times I've
words.
Done bad public speaking and still gotten more from it. Like, I remember I gave a terrible why should I be like the president of student council for like the state speech. It was awful. Terrible. Walked off that. Knowing it had not gone well and still being like, I'd do it again. Yeah, get me on that stage. Like, that's the point at which I do not have this fear that even when bad things have happened, bombed a bad joke, right? And just been like, I'll get back on this horse.
Yeah.
I will respect it for what it is and move it on into the final four. And that is it, folks. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to help out your boys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend. Wherever you're listening to us, make sure you hit that like, that follow, and that subscribe, please. And give us 5 stars wherever you can.
Absolutely. Follow us on all of our social media, Instagram, X, Facebook. Just look up at Friendly Comp Pod. If you have an idea for a 16-team tournament you'd like to see us do, email those to us, friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com. If it's good, we'll do it, and we'll send you stuff. Like, worst public speaking gig that you could possibly get. I think the math one's pretty bad that I gave you.
Having to do math for like 1,000 people.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be great, but I still a little horny for it. Shout out to Charizard for that intro to music. You want to hear more of their stuff? Head over to Bandcamp, type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us, folks. We got a Final Four Friday coming up. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
Oh my God, Nick. Imagine if you had to give a speech. About like I'm charged with giving a history talk on BTS in front of all the BTS army. So like they pick you up off the street, they're like, you gotta go, and they know because they know everything,
right?
You can't. I don't even know the names of the guys.
No, not even I. But see, is the fear is public speaking? Then the fear is looking like an idiot.
That's part of it for sure.
I feel like it's just the act of talking. People, we will do our research. We will discover more. But until then, I've been Nick Carey.
And I'm Cody Lena.
Just want to start. No, let's just start a whole new topic. No. Why
I'm just
end
saying.
The show?
I'm worried about. Okay, well, I. Now I've got to research BTS because I'm worried about this situation happening. And I don't know if I'm going to have time to do my research for the rest of the stuff.
All right. Well, you here, I'll do the research for everything else. You research BTS and be ready to talk about it.
Got it.
All right.
See you on the boat.